Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
And out. I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Our Saturday morning podcast, our update with the great legends of sports, voted the best talk show for legends on radio. That's right, and around the world on SoundCloud, broadcasting out of Germany to 16-plus countries around the world. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. That's right. And before we get started, a great shout-out to our military personnel and men and women around the world for keeping us safe here in the U.S. of A. And our allies, United States Army, thank you so much for teaming with us for the Shoot for the Star program. American Forces Network, that's right, let the legends be the voice of the legends for the, all of our military personnel around the world. Seabreeze, the leader in transitional housing and health care. For Wounded Warriors and more, Clarence Baker, our dear friend and supporter of the Legends for so many years. Our logistical partners get us from point A to point B. And, of course, the Nissan dealerships, the premier Nissan dealerships that is keeping us in transportation when we're around the country, particularly the Mid-Atlantic and, of course, in the Hampton Roads area. Nissan of Norfolk, Nissan of Chesapeake, two premier dealerships by those two former athletes from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Thanks to Dan and Mike for being a part and supporting the Legends of Sports Show, swappingkeys.com. And, of course, we got our legends on Wally Jones, of course, with our update. So much is going on, of course. As you know, we had a great, great post-wrap-up show of the NCAA, and, you know, we talked about the greatness of Villanova and how we predicted all along the season what was going on, not just because the wonder is as a product of the alumnus of the Wildcats, but because we saw something that we always see. We look in the depth of sports. When you play the game at the best level that you possibly can and as well as coached it, you got things to talk about that you really know about, not just speculate on, of course. And, you know, we pulled it off. And, of course, Wonder Man's on right now. Hey, Wally, matter of fact, this is a great opportunity that we bring a lot of surprise guests for our listeners around the world and around the country to listen to as well. But, hey, it's a great, great post-wrap-up weekend, Wally.
Yes, it was, Coach. And I want to say, first off, happy birthday to you, Coach.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm 70, you know, the big 7-0, I'm hanging on in there, you know what I mean? You call me a younger year, man. You ain't, boy, you're a couple of years older, baby. Shut up. I don't hear that. We chronologically gift you. We roll it.
Right. We give them as a blessing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say,
Amen.
Coach, I know we all talk about where are they, where the legends are, but one of our special editions of our shows is not only where are they, but where are their children. So I have a special guest, my youngest daughter, Keely Nass Jones, out there in Ann Arbor. I hope she's on. Are you on, Keely?
Yep, I'm here. How you guys doing this morning?
Wait, get out of here. I'm up that little teeny thing where she can barely walk. Get out of here, girl. There you are. I'm very proud of you, honey. You're doing a great job out there in the Michigan-Detroit line. I understand you got a chance to talk to one of our great guys, one of the great sports legends from the NBA, Chink Scott. You got a GC Raiders people, huh?
Yes. It was definitely nice to meet him. Great to finally meet family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, girlfriend. Go ahead, Wally.
One of the things we wanted to do throughout the year is talk about what our siblings, what our children are doing, and it's so important. It's important to me, especially my youngest child. Wanted her to talk about her involvement with writing skills, her poetry, her, mm-hmm. her voice. We talk about a lot of different things. I had such a wonderful time being with her a couple weeks ago in Ann Arbor, Coach. It was so wonderful to see my daughter. It's so wonderful to see family. And, you know, extended family also, aunts and uncles. It's just a wonderful time. But, Kilby, I'd like you to address what are some of the things you've been doing, especially, well, let's talk about, first off, where do you attend school, and after that, where you're working. And then I'd like to talk about some of your endeavors. Could you expound on that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Sure, I definitely can. I did start out at Utica College of Syracuse University. And then from there, I transferred to Florida Atlantic University. And then from there, I came up to Michigan to be closer to family, where I wanted to start pursuing my passion, which is writing. So for a couple years, I wrote for Vibe Magazine, Vibe Vixen, actually, their sister counterpart. I did a lot of celebrity blogging and news reporting. And then from there, I also wrote for thejasminebrand.com, which I still do occasional editing work for them. And right now I'm working on a personal project that I hope to get published by the end of the year, the Bourbon Brown Sugar Project, which consists of poems and original quotes. So I'm just plugging away at my passion, just trying to do what I love and make sure my voice is heard.
Well, you know, Wally, that's great to hear when she said the magic word, Wally, passion.
Yeah, that's so important. And I really had a chance to read her material. And as well, you know, DJ Khalil, Jaleesa Hadid's son, Doc, who has won many awards for writing and broadcasting with Dre and all those entertainers. Her work is involved with poetry, but I saw such a flow, Coach, and you know how I kid around, and I actually, Kelly, you may not know this, but when I speak in front of kids, I do have a rap, and I do a rap, and they get a lot of humor out of it. I kid around about a rap, but words are so important. Lyrics are so important in our life and how you speak. And one of the things I wanted to say, she has not only the poetry, but some illustrations, Coach, and I passed that on. I think she's sending that to Doc just to get an idea of what he thinks of her lyrics, and whether it would be applied to rap. Of course, it's poetry, but that's what a lot of rap is about poetry, rhyming and schemes and flow.
Exactly.
So I'm hoping to help in that manner, because I know myself, being a co-author of a book with Jim Washington, McKay Publishers, I don't know. We're trying to network, Coach, and find ways and avenues that she could put her work out. So I'm putting that on our show for our listeners to contact us at sportsinsideandout@gmail.com in case you have any ideas how we can actually help her pursue her dream. And, Keely, I'm going to say something. Teamwork to make a dream work. We're going to team up with you and see what we can do to help in your passion. So, so happy to have you here, Coach. You have any questions or any comments?
Yeah,
I'll
tell you that I was able to see Wally forwarded through. We caught it on his studio Gmail account, honey, and I saw the illustrations, and they were very, very impactful. Very, very, very. I would say Renaissance type of illustrations. I think that could be very, very helpful. But Wally, I think that we got one person, and hopefully Bobby be coming up here in a second. We're still searching on the screen for him on a switchboard. But Wally, we got one person that, if he sees it, he's a personal friend, a long time, one of the top greatest sports personalities in the world, and also probably one of the most impactful people in the world, who is very much aware and is into poetry, is Dr. Richard Lapchick.
Oh, yes.
And just sending him personally, just calling Dr. Lapchick and say, hey, Doc, listen, check this out. I think that he is the guy who can say, well, listen, he can pick up a telephone, you know, and make a call and say, listen, I think y'all need to check this artistic ability out here. He's that type of guy, and he would go that extra step. Excuse me, Wally. He would go that extra step to do it just because of the personal relationship. And, of course, he knows that we're not going to bring him anything that's not worthy of his eye. You understand, if that makes sense. So,
what do you think of that, Keely? What do you think, girl? My baby.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that sounds great. And I love that I can, you know, share my craft with others that appreciate the art. So I appreciate that connection. And happy birthday, Coach, by the way.
Go ahead. I'm 46 years old now. 36, I'm sorry. 36.
Okay.
20,
okay.
Might be 26. I'll regress it. 26, maybe. I don't know. Hey, thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. How's the weather there in Detroit? Wait a minute. I think Bobby's Bobby coming up here? Bobby.
It's a little bit cold. There's actually snow on the ground. Can you believe it? April.
Oh boy.
But it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Florida Atlantic to Detroit. That's what you get out of it.
Right.
Florida back to the freeze box. So, but it's going great up there. I'm glad. I'm so proud of you. You know, and the time flies, Wally. I mean, this is. Boy, I was man, he said, I just had a little baby girl. Whoa, boy, great.
Yeah, baby girl, that's
well,
right.
That,
that's
the girl
right.
is an artist. I mean, good, great, and you know, with a great sense of intelligence, say, apple don't fall far from the tree. There you go.
Definitely.
Is Bobby Hood up here? I thought I saw Bobby. Bobby ain't up here. Is Bobby up here?
All right, no. Well, Kelly, I would like to say this. I really appreciate you coming on. We liked it. Really further this conversation at another time because we do like to follow up, Keely, and to let you know we'll be pressing this so you'll be able to talk because Coach, Keely had told me even her voice. What are some of the things you're doing in reference to voice? Is that commercials or
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I also am registered with a talent agency to do voiceover work for commercials.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get into that part of the industry as well. So.
Well, that's one of the needs we got, Wally, through documentaries. We're doing promo commercials. So, did Wally tell you we're making movies now?
Yes, I did hear.
Well, we got a film division, and we're working on. I I guess everybody heard of TV1, but. We just got some input back into TV1 that we may be doing, but our 30-second commercials, our trailers, are something that we're doing that with our producer of our film. We got Eric Futterman out of EAF Custom Communications, who's the producer, film director of the documentary. Wally, has she seen the trailer of the movie yet?
I don't think she has. I would like her to see that because she just mentioned something about. Yeah, send her.
Yeah, because we got a trailer being made on the viewing party for the movie to be released.
Oh,
fall.
Great.
Could you give that to our listeners and also the coach so we can send you the trailer?
Definitely. That sounds good.
Okay,
all right,
well,
I'll tell you what we do, Wally. While I'm up here right now trying to get through my notepad here with all this stuff I got up here. What is your email account, honey?
My email is Keely. It's Keeley. Nash Jones Jones 718 at gmail.com.
At Gmail. .com. Now, you sent something to our Gmail account already, didn't you, Kelly?
Yes. So my email address should be saved.
It should be on there. If not, resend and put a test on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to send you back a trailer so you'll get a general idea of what these trailers look like, how commercial sizzle reels really look like. And then, of course, it would be very interesting, Wally, not trying to be up too far out there, but once we finish up the trailer for the viewing party that we're going to do on the film, for the promo for this coming fall programming, then we just let Eric come up with it, and you know, because it could be an exciting thing to have a different, exciting voice on this trailer, being it is a trailer, not a documentary. I'll put you in touch.
That would be great.
We'll put you with the producer. Yeah, at least it's a start. You know, that's one we can do. And
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to help you guys out, and that would give me some exposure. So thank you.
Absolutely. And you can use that for your own portfolio. You know, this is a trailer we just made for a movie. So this is, Wally. Yeah, that's what's up, Wally. Yeah.
This has been great, Keely. Appreciate you coming on today. And I want our listeners to realize it's very important. Their family is very important. I mean, it's so important to have your children to follow up and see how you can assist them in their dreams, because that's what it's about. And I'm so happy to have you on, Keely, and we're going to have you on again, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, thank you guys for having me on, and you guys enjoy your Saturday. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, honey. All right. Okay.
I love you, babe.
Right.
Take care, Keely.
Love you too, Dad. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye now.
Yeah, what a fantastic
situation
to be able to hear that little young girl. That, that's something, man. That girl, Wally, we were just talking about, man, I just had a baby girl. Man, yeah, okay, Wally. Now your baby girl is so honest. I'm just fantastic.
Grown lady.
Grown lady, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bobby evidently couldn't get up, but what we got, Wally, is a great week coming in next week. We're going to be with the former heavyweight champion of the world, back with a family affair in Charleston, South Carolina, folks, and we're going to hear a little bit about this on the Wally Wonders segment coming up on Tuesday taping. Don't forget, hit sportsinsideandout@gmail.com and listen to a great, great show that will be posted from the wrap-up of the NCAA when Wally talks about the game. And Coach Wright, and of course we're gonna have some other things coming in. Just sportsinsideandout.com. It's the Sports Inside and Out Legends of Sports Show. Sports Inside and Out Legends of Sports Show. Just Google that. Yeah, on sportsinsideandout.com, and you'll be able to hear a great, great show. Also on iHeartRadio, American Forces Network, Facebook, linked to all you need. It's so many. Ain't no way in the world you cannot hear these shows. I'm telling you. And, of course, don't forget that this fall we're coming back to rotate, that we'll be going back. So I understand the Sports Byline, the only all sports network in the country, 100% sports network in the country on radio, which would be also linked into SiriusXM, American and Standard of American Forces Network, and, of course, our simulcast. This is really something that's going to be impactful. We'll keep you abreast of it. Countdown time will be going on starting pretty soon with Wally. And, of course, let's talk a little bit about this fantastic program and who's involved, Wally, when we get into Charleston, South Carolina, where all that good food is. All that good food down there in Charleston, South Carolina. We got to watch it down there, Wally. We can't, you know, we got to watch what we eat, boy, because they fill us up down there. We walk out of there looking like a Bella, you know.
Well, I'm really excited to also, you're talking about family, my nephew, Jerry Bias, graduate of University of Virginia, very involved with the finance companies down that area, but also community conscience. He called me and asked me, what could we do to help raise some funds in reference to, I think, leukemia. I think one of his friend's daughter has leukemia.
Right.
And they're not only raising money for that, but also raising a consciousness of the community and the kids about the importance of education, reading, nutrition, which is very important in our society. Just so we talk about food, you got to know what you eat. You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
So we'll be down there. And in a connection again, you know, when you talk about family, my nephew, I have another nephew. This is interesting. He's in the armed services, Jamal. Jamal, one of the things I wanted to talk about is bringing the military to make sure those kids on those facilities, armed forces facilities down there, that they'll be exposed also, because this basketball camp is really shoot for the stars, where it's education. It talks about human development, positive peer leadership training, nutrition, so we'll be talking about reading, academics, and, of course, one of the most important things is people being part of the community, family. So I'm excited. On April 15th, we'll be doing the clinic in Charleston, South Carolina. Saturday will be the golf, sort of a golf outlet. It's going to be a wonderful time to have a lot of celebrities down there. And, of course, you already mentioned Bone Crusher Smith. And my nephew, Bobby Jones Jr. from Charlotte, will be driving down. So when I tell you it's a family affair, that's just what it is. He's going to come down. He's a graduate of Guilford College and very much involved with the Little Bobby Jones event that we have every year, June 11th in Philly. He'll be coming down to help the clinic. So, again, Coach, I'm excited because there's so many family members that are involved. We're trying to do one thing. That's help our most important natural resource, our youth.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, Coach.
I'm looking at, for the past 2 minutes he's been up, but we've been,
hey, guys.
I don't know if, there you are. Hey, you've been up here. I saw you, the number pop up on the switchboard.
Well, Coach, I've been talking to Harry in Paris.
Oh. Whoa,
and,
yeah.
Harry, say hello.
Yes.
Hello there, guys. How are you?
Okay.
All right.
We were talking. We were talking about the academy in Senegal, Africa, and
right.
the sponsorship of it. And we're, you know, we're looking at various companies to help sponsor it. And
right.
then I'm looking at in Harlem that would sponsor a portion. They sponsor a five-man team.
And they're talking about what date is that, Bobby? Where what are you talking about in reference to Senegal? What dates and what is that referring to?
Well, Harry, you tell them about the academy.
Right.
Okay. The sports the area sports academy we have in Dakar, Senegal.
Uh-huh.
We just launched. Even though we I took over an academy there. A friend of mine who's Senegalese. But he lived in Belgium because he was married with a Belgian woman for a number of years. And now he finally went back, and he asked us to take over his academy. We've got over about 25 athletes, some of which we are going to be sending to the States. Bobby's working very closely with us on getting a lot of these 6'11", 7 foot, 7 foot two, 7 foot three players in high schools and universities over there. So
right.
in July... 22nd, 23rd, 24th of July, we will be doing a major event over there in Dakar, Senegal, where we're going to take an all-star college all-star team over. Bobby is putting it together, and we will be playing a couple of games. We will be doing a slam dunk contest, three-point shooting contest. We'll be Bobby and, his, and some of his people will be doing some other. Technical drills. We want to produce some DVDs because development on the continent, community development, is my major undertaking and has been for a number of years. I've been
right.
over here in France in Europe for about 35 years, and what goes on in Africa is decided here in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Hello.
Very true. Very true.
Very interesting.
What was those dates again? Let me have those dates again, please. Let me make sure we get that posted. What was those dates again? What was those dates again, Bob?
The weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, 24th.
What was that?
The weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We'll be there for about 5 days total.
Okay, now
okay.
what month is it?
Well, we are. I'm sorry.
What month was
what
it?
July.
July. Okay, I got you.
And it'll be in Senegal. And one of the big programs, educational basketball program we have, is the Shoot for the Stars program, which will be conducted by Wally Jones.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we
okay.
set up. Let's see if we can look that up, Bobby. Let's see if we can look it up.
And the
yeah.
other program will be, the other clinic will be conducted by Tiny Archibald.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All the
yeah,
famous.
And there will be a Globetrotter clinic exhibition by Hollywood Brown and some unknown guy, Bobby Zorro Hunter.
Well, has anybody thought about contacting American Entertainment, please? American Forces Entertainment.
No, I was going to ask you about that. you know, about that part, because it's going to be a very intricate part of the basketball college game at the Rucker. So, Coach, I'll talk to you about it, and I'll get Harry's advice and see what we can do and see if it's...
Particularly if you're talking about international, they're more developed for the international scope. So if they anything that's going Oconus, which is outside of continental United States, not just American Forces Network, could say, but American American Forces Entertainment Network, which is the touring net arm for the military out of the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Of course, as you know, these are the guys that do all the tours around the world with entertainers and sports celebrities doing this is something that could be help underwritten. Now, what they don't do, give you cash, but they will take care of transportation, and that's the biggest thing you got there, and that's your biggest cost is transportation. That's your biggest cost is transportation, of course. Then, you know, those are the type of things. They do what you call soft dollar, hard dollar sponsorships. Hard dollar sponsorships. They will take care of your hotel, what you get. It could be, but they may be a little bit pressed on that if you're not in a major. I can't say for sure. That's a question that probably had to be put in, but the thing has to come from the hosting entity, and it has to be, they got an elaborate proposal that you have to, it's a lot of verbiage, but it's worth it if you can get your tour and cost taken care of, and you want the partnership with them, because what you're basically doing is representing the United States Armed Forces, so therefore you have to have some type of military affiliation with it. Now, being that Sports Inside and Out is with the, we're on the board, on the registrar for the Armed Forces, we could probably utilize some of the contacts.
Coach, I'm ex-Air Force out of Germany, right?
Oh, right, right. And, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
the thing would probably be now, the African continent portion, that's your key for your money. Now, getting into Europe is a little bit more of an assurity, a little bit more of a better chance for transportation dollars than going to Africa. But if Africa is a part of that sequence, maybe. Now, I don't know. You know, you may have to do a point-to-point. The tour will have to start in Europe, go into Africa and back to Europe before it gets back to the States, more so than States to Africa.
Okay, I see what you're saying, because I was planning Africa to Europe and the back.
Right, so Africa to Europe would be a better play, because just give it for instance. France is a very much French is the language of that. So therefore, if you're talking about military affiliation in France, which is very huge, going back and forth into Senegal could be a cadre of that, an offshoot of that, I should say. Excuse me. Yeah, but it's something that we can discuss a little bit later on, I guess, guys. We got about a minute left, man. We done jumped through this already.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we done jumped through this.
Nice talking to you guys. I was in Baltimore with Hugh Smith and with Jerome Junkyard Dog Williams and Hollywood Brown, and that Hugh Smith is putting up a Empowerment to Recreation Center there in Baltimore. So it was just a great affair, and it's good to see that the youth shall lead us.
That's great. Well, listen, it's fantastic. Harry, make sure we get some communication on that, because we'll need a letter from the hosting entity, and I'll try to do what I can to get the regurgitate the verbiage and the bullet points that you may need for that. But and get another new contact there and the Jane. But we got to get out of here. We're going to be off air in a second. Thank you so much for joining us. If everybody can hold on for 20 seconds, we can go over a couple of things.
Probably,
we're off the air as we speak. Okay, episode is complete.
Okay.
Just go ahead and try to see what we can do to get some conversation up. And, you know, the main thing they want to know now, if the dates are firm. You know, ain't used to talking,
okay,
even communicating with them if you don't have a firm project date and venue. So
firm here, Coach.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, Wally, I'll get back with you in a second, man. I got to get some things together for Monday.
All right. Okay.
And, Harry, thank you for joining us, man. God bless you, brother. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gary,
God bless you as well.
Gary,
thank
Harry,
you.
Stay on the line.
Okay, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey,
all right, guys.
Harry?
Yes, I'm here.